Blog Talk Radio.
Amen,
amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. I'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we do thank you for being a part of this time together. Amen. As we move forward, we are just like, well, actually, those who are listening by internet, we'd like to let you know that we are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means you have the opportunity to participate with this Bible study. If you would like to participate, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you would be connected to the lines of Blog Talk Radio and you can participate. Amen. We'd also like to let you know that any one of the speakers that have been on, if you'd like to bless someone, go back and share with them in the archives. If you do that, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and then you can type in, you would type in, "We can begin again. We can begin again." And once you type that in, that will connect you with any of the speakers that have been on. And we have so many speakers that have come on, and it's been a blessing to the body of Christ. And we do appreciate that. And we just pray that this platform is not only a Bible study, but it's also a learning experience that we learn together. Amen. How to live the life that God has provided
Amen.
For us.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to move on over. As of course you know, every first of the month, we are blessed with Mother Gloria from out of Atlanta. And she comes on and she prays. She is an anointed woman of God who comes on, who is always willing and ready to come on and bless the body of Christ, and we do appreciate her. So we're going to turn the mic on over to Mother Gloria from Atlanta, Georgia. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Elder John.
Amen.
It's a privilege and an honor to be able to come before the people of God and pray for them and from my heart to their heart for the concerns that they would have. But first of all, I just want to say wishing everyone a happy belated Thanksgiving and pray that all is well with all of you. But tonight as I was praying, and every time I come on, I say, "God, what do you want me to say to your people?" The only one who's here told you to me. He's the one that tells you how to pray. And you know what he said as I was praying? And I went over to the Word of God. And he said, "My people are worried about many things. You got so many things on your plate, so many things that you are concerned about. And tonight he said, I want them to do like Mary, to sit at the feet of Jesus, because God knows all about what you're going through. He knows about your health issues. He knows about your marriage.
Man.
He knows about your children. He knows about the things that are happening in our homes and in the world." He said, "I don't want them to worry about that. I want them to sit at my feet tonight. I want them to close their eyes, concentrate on me, and think about me, take me at my word. Because he said, they call on me and I will answer. See, whatever you're going through, God already knows about it. And he said, let them know I will answer and show them great and mighty things. Every time I come to the radio broadcast, I fall on my knees and I'm just crying, God, I don't know what your people need." And he said, "But I know, and I speak through you in my hand." And he says that my people are troubled, they're worried about many things, but I want them tonight to close their eyes. Forget about what's going on in and around it. And all the things that keep us worried, all the things that keep us concerned, and focus on me, see, because I knew before you knew what you were going to go through. So tonight, I just want you to sit at the feet of Jesus, and I will ask God, God, you use me, you show me, teach me how to pray, what to say to your listening people that are worried about many things, that is to just think about me and who I am. I am the great I am. I'm the lily of the valley, the bright morning. I will give you that peace in the midst of your trouble, in the midst of what you're going through. So, oh, gracious and heavenly Father, here your servant is right now. I kneel before you on behalf of your people, God. You know what they're troubled about. You know what their concerns is. But I pray tonight, God, that you will give them peace that surpasses all understanding. going to stop by their home tonight. Stop by this broadcast tonight. Touch somebody. Somebody needs to be healed. Somebody needs to be set free. Somebody needs to know whatever you're going through. I got it. I got it. You don't have to worry about it because I'm a God that I love you and I'm concerned about what you're going through. So if you could just focus on him, look toward heaven and say, God, as our children say on the ministry, they say, it's me, Lord. Standing in the need of prayer, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, Lord. Stop by my house tonight. Stop by this broadcast tonight. Touch me, God, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, God. Let me think about your goodness and your mercy and all that you've done for us. You've been a mighty good God. He knows your name. The songwriter said, he knows my name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you know our name tonight. Thank you that you have the ears on our head. Thank you, you know all about everyone that's on this broadcast tonight. God, don't let them leave like they came. Let them feel, whatever burden that they'll lay it down at your feet tonight. As God said, take this, it's too heavy. I can't carry and join with you. Will you carry this with me? Carry me, God, through the storms of life, through the loss of loved ones, through our finances, through our health issues, through what we're going through with our children. Whatever our concern is, if you think about the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, get a shelf down in your sanctified soul. Put out of your circumstances. Thank him out of your circumstances. Clap your hands tonight. And God, I trust you, God. I'm not going to allow all these little things, things that I'm going through to worry me and keep me from trusting you and believing that anything you bring me to, you're going to bring me through. Thank you, God. How are you going to bring me through? God, I pray for every pastor that's on this line tonight that you would bless them, strengthen them, carry them, God. They carry many weights and many concerns. And bless them in their marriages with their children, their husbands, and fathers, God. And sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, God. But God, you know all about it, God. So bless them tonight. The listeners tonight, God, as they kneel at your feet tonight, God, they're standing in the need for you to touch them tonight, God. We need you, God. We're crying out to the Master. Say, Master, here we are. God, be in. Could be in this room, God. Use us in a special way.
Yes.
Use the moderator to come for tonight. The teacher, you know all about it. You know the concern that's on his heart, God. But you want him to know tonight. I got you.
Hallelujah.
Don't you worry about that situation that you're going through. Don't you think just say, praise me. We need to praise him right now. Now it's how God is wanting the people to praise the way through. We want to praise the way through our circumstances. The enemy wants to hold back our praise. He wants us to worry. He wants to think about, I need this, this, and this. And God said, help me all your needs according to your weakness. Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah, God. He wants a hallelujah praise tonight. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to think about, forget about what your problem is. He's a problem solving God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
God, thank you, God.
Yes.
Get your feet tonight, God. We say thank you, God.
Thank you.
But how are you going to work it out? Will he do it? Yes, he will.
Talk to him, Mother.
Thank you,
talk
God.
Talk to him, Mother.
Every me, God. Thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to do. Well, I'm trying to figure out. You have worked it out. Hallelujah.
Talk to him, Mother. Talk to him.
He's working it out right now. All you have to do is praise him. All you got to look up to heaven and say, God, I thank you right now. I thank you how you will work out my situation. I thank you how you meet money. I thank
come
you
on,
already
mother.
Got
talk to him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
talk
you.
To him, Mother.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, God.
Woo. Talk to him.
Praise your way through. Praise your way through your circumstances. Whatever it looks like.
Hallelujah.
Talk to him, Mother. Talk to him.
God, we're second.
Yes, Lord.
Talk to him.
Give
him the praise.
Just to call on your name.
Give him the praise. Talk to him.
Talk to him. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm going to praise my way through.
Come on.
If we never have a problem, how will we
talk to him? Talk to him.
He's bringing us through. All we got to do is trust him. All we got to do is
trust him. Just trust him.
In the midst of your soul. In the midst of that roof, or the tree, God got that. And all you got to
talk
do is
him.
Thank you, God.
Yes, sir.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
You got
talk
it.
To him.
You got it.
Talk to him.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Now, God,
thank you.
Have your way.
Yes, Father.
Have your way. As I bring my prayer to a close, all God's people that's listening,
talk to him.
So
talk to him. Thank you.
You lay that burden down before your Father.
Thank you.
And you get up
thank
off
you.
Your feet. You say,
hallelujah.
God, I've
oh,
already
thank
done.
You.
God,
talk to him, Mother.
I thank you, God.
Talk
thank
to him, Mother.
God.
Talk to
him. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank
talk
you, God, for meeting
oh.
every need, every concern.
Oh.
Thank
you,
God.
We
yes. bless your name tonight, God.
Yes,
we
sir.
Bless
yes, ma'am.
Your name
yes.
tonight. Hallelujah.
On tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Not everybody on the line. If you could say hallelujah, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the praises go up, the blessings come yes. down.
They
now,
got you.
Amen.
Come on now.
Service.
Come on.
Bless the remaining part of this service, God.
Yes.
This service, God, is going to be woo! All that you called it to be. Everything
yes.
that you want. Everyone that's
yes.
on this line tonight, God,
talk
I pray that they, when they leave,
talk to
listen, hallelujah. I feel high and lifted up. I feel that I can make it. I
yes.
feel like going on. I feel yes. like going on. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I feel like I can do another day.
Now,
thank
God.
You.
Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for allowing me to pray this prayer for your people. Because you knew they needed to be lifted up. You knew they needed to sit at your feet and say, God, I give everything to you.
Talk to him.
I give
talk
to
him, Mother.
Away tonight. Give me
talk to him,
away,
Mother.
God. Give him everything that you got. Say, Lord, here I am.
Yes.
Use me. Use
here
me
I am.
That you get the glory, God. That you get
talk
the glory out of my life, God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother. Oh, talk
thank
to
you,
him.
God.
Talk to him. Talk to him.
From whom all blessings flow. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Because I thank you, God, that you
thank
allow
you.
The God that keeps all your promises to the word that you cannot lie.
Yes.
And you commanded
to.
To bless us, and you have blessed us. You've already blessed us.
Oh,
so,
yes,
God, take this
thank
prayer. Lower
thank
down in your storehouse, your servant.
Talk to him.
I've given you everything
talk
that
to
you have given to me to give to your people. And I thank you tonight. Allow me to pray this humble
bless
prayer.
Lord. Bless
the on behalf of your people, in Jesus' name, I pray.
Bless
the
heart.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the heart. Bless the heart. Oh, Lord, bless the heart. Bless her heart in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless her heart. Lord, bless her. Bless her heart, Lord. Bless her. Lord, bless the mother. Lord, bless the playing mother. Lord, bless her in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch her. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, Lord, bless her heart. Lord, bless her heart. Anoint the Father, oh God, we thank you on tonight. Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, thank you, Lord, we thank you on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praying mother, nothing like a praying mother, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Thank you.
Nothing
like a praying mother, oh Lord, I thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bless her heart, Father, Lord, bless her heart, bless her, Lord, bless her, bless her, please, and they bless her.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus, thank you, Father.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
More God to do.
Lord, glory to the Son. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
My God.
Thank you.
I'm finished. My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hey, yeah. Such a
thank
sweet
you, Father.
Goodness. Thank you, Lord.
Mother, all I can do is just say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for your heart.
Yeah.
Rendering to when I hear prayer, I don't know about you, but all I can just feel chills going down my body.
Yeah.
And when I just thought about Psalms. In the book of Psalms, it says, "Be still."
Yes, that's it.
Be still and know that I am.
Yes, that's it.
And oftentimes we just want to rush into, but when the Holy Spirit is working, when the Holy Spirit is operating, we're just supposed to stand still.
Because
I truly believe that someone on this line or someone who may be listening needs to hear a word from the Lord. And that prayer was for you.
Yes.
That was for you. It's all of us, but it was just for you.
Thank
Please
you.
Know that whatever you're going through, God can handle it. All he wants you to do is just to be still. Don't try to handle it alone. Just be still. Let God have his way. When the Holy Spirit is in the house. Things began. Good.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are the body of Christ, and each part of the body needs one another. We need one another.
Yes.
So whatever you go through, we are in this together because we are one body.
Mm.
We are one. When one body, we are one body.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. As we move forward.
Stillness, my God.
The title of the evening is Building God's House.
Yes.
Building God's House. And it's coming from 1 Chronicles 17, 1 through 16. 1 Chronicles 17, 1 through 16.
Amen.
For 1 Chronicles, go right to Kings, and the next you will see 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. We're in 1 Chronicles 17, 1 through 16. And the word reads as such. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And after David had settled in his palace, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am living in a house of cedar, while the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord is under a tent." Nathan replied to David, "Whatever you have in mind, do it, for God is with you." But that night the word of God came to Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, this is what the Lord says. You are not the one to build me a house to dwell in. I have not dwelt in a house for the day I have brought Israel up and out of Egypt
to this day. I have moved from one tent site to another, from one dwelling place to another. Wherever I have moved with all the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their leaders whom I've commanded to shepherd my people? Why have you built me a house of cedar? Now then, tell my servant, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I took you from the pastures, from tending the flock, and appointed you ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you go, wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great like the names of the greatest men on earth. And I will provide a place for my people Israel and will plant them so that they can have a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did in the beginning and have done ever since the time I appointed leaders over my people Israel. I will also subdue all your enemies. I declare to you that the Lord will build a house for you when your days are over and you can go to be with your ancestors. I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for me, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son. I will never take my love away from him as I took it away from your predecessor. I will set him over my house of my kingdom forever. His throne will be established forever. Here we are, and we're looking at David wants to build a house for God. He wants to build a house because David is living in a cedar house. And he's saying to himself, since I'm living in a cedar house, I'm looking at the ark. And the ark, if you know, it was going from place to place in a tent. And he's saying, why should the God that I serve not have a cedar house? I'm living better than God is. And he's the one that we're carrying around that's protecting us. I desire to build him a cedar house, a building just for God. Now, David's ideas and his thoughts are sincere. He's sincere because he wants to take this ark that they have been moving around in a tent, and he wants to build the best cedar house there is for God. But yet David did not realize that God, the ark has been moved all over from place to place, but yet he looked at the tent as being nothing, but to God, the tent had value. It had great value. He describes how the people through the wilderness are moving with them through the ark. And whenever the cloud, which had the appearance of fire, it covered the tabernacle and it lifted the tent, and the Israelites would move their camp. Wherever they saw the cloud stayed over the tent, the people would not move and they would break camp for several days or even months. And it indicates that the tent had over it a cloud by day and fire
by night. Thus the Lord determined that the Israelites' path to their movement or their rate of movement would be blessed wherever they went. Now here's the problem there. The tent, of course, is mobile and it's moving all over the place, but a temple is suited for one place. This cedar house that David wanted to put the ark in, that meant that God could move throughout and be with the people because it was in a building that was erected and stationary. And we might presume that the Lord came to Nathan to tell David that he would not allow him to build a temple that was restricted the Lord's presence from the people. Now let me bring this home. Let me bring this home as we go further. Sometimes we want to do something for the Lord. We want to serve the Lord in a certain capacity, but the Lord has appointed us for a particular position or a particular place. And sometimes in our own minds, we want to do more for the Lord. Now, here it is. David wanted to do more for the Lord. He wanted to build this cedar house, this great cedar house for the ark. But the problem is God did not tell him to build it. That was in David's own mind that he wanted to build this house for God. So what it tells me at that time is that sometimes that we can get caught up in serving the Lord and we can lose our place and our purpose. We can get lost because we're not listening to the Lord speak to us. We get caught up in wealth. We get caught up in busyness. We get caught up in doing so many things that sometimes we can end up losing our way and don't realize it. God is speaking to David, or to Nathan, to tell David. He could not speak to David because David did not have an ear for the Lord. Nathan, the prophet, had to go and tell David, do not build this house. Now, I can imagine in David's mind, here it is, he wanted to do something greater that God has given him. He wanted to do something great for God without God's permission. So as he moved forward on building or would desire to build the ark, I can imagine how he felt. How often do we get in position to do great things for the Lord? He's appointed us in a particular place, a particular position, and we start seeing further things, more things that we want to do without going to the Lord to ask for permission. So when I look at this, the Lord says no to David. He's telling, no, I did not ask you to build me a house. I didn't ask you to do that. I did not come to you in a dream and tell you to do this. So because he could not hear Nathan, the prophet, he spoke to Nathan. And Nathan had to go and verbally tell David no. God had promised David. He had promised David a successful dynasty. What dynasty? What does it mean that for a dynasty? It's not clear what the dynasty is. It is a problem. It is we can interpret that God's promises is intending either for David's offspring, or it could be for the whole people of Israel. But the thing is, God has, he's already promised him a blessing. He's promised him a blessing. He's promised him a dynasty. But yet, David chose another path. David chose another path. Nathan reports to David that his reign will not come to an end. It's not going to come to an end. But he does tell him, he's saying that you're not going to build me this house. It's going to be someone who is your son. So sometimes we can be in a position, God has put us in a position to do magnificent things, to do great things, bless us tremendously. Blessed us tremendously. But all we are supposed to do sometimes is just to prepare. And as we look here, it illustrates that even though that God had blessed David in so many ways, David was not supposed to build the house. He was supposed to prepare for the building of the house. So David's position was not to build, but it was supposed to, he was supposed to prepare. And sometimes we the situation that we're in, and God is using us inside and out, he's using us to do so many things, but all we're supposed to do is prepare for our children and our children's children, the next generation. We are creating a path for the next generation. All we're supposed to do is prepare. Prepare for the next generation. Prepare for our kids to step in and continue God's work. We may not ever see what we are supposed to do. All we know is that we're moving forward by the grace of God, but we are just preparing the way for our children, preparing the way for our sons, our daughters, but we are preparing the way. Nathan, in verse 4, it says, you are not going to build me a house. He tells him, you're not going, God says, tell him, you're not going to build me a house. And then in verse 11, he says, one of your sons will build me a house. In verse 11. See, and looking at this verse from 5 to 10, we're finding that the reasons for God's promises. There are repeating words that is being used by God, all that he has done for David and the people of Israel. I mean, there's so many occasions where God is showing steadfast love, and it's still ending with a promise.
That's right. Talk to him, moderator. That's right.
Blessing the whole family. And if God has given you a promise, I spoke years ago, a promise from God is a promise. You can bank on it. But what we have to do is we have to be obedient and stay in our lane. We have to be able to stay in our lane. And that means going before God in prayer so that God is speaking, not to us, but speaking through the Holy Spirit, which guides and leads you and I.
Okay. All right. That's right.
When we begin to start to think in our own mindset, we begin to start, we feel that we are doing greater things, but if we have not intervened, if the Holy Spirit has not intervened with us and God has not spoken with us, then we're doing it on our own accord. God is not in the picture. That doesn't mean that he's going to take your blessings away, but what it means is we're stepping out of our lane. And here, that's David, we it illustrates it so beautifully, where David's successor on the, listen, David was on the battlefield. He did so many things. He was a warrior. David was a warrior. He was an excellent warrior. God had prepared him as a warrior to be able to fight and be victorious. But when David came into all this wealth in the kingdom, he lost sight. He lost sight. Now here David must choose the hand of the Lord. My brothers, my sisters, whatever we do for the Lord will not go in vain. It will not go in vain.
That's true.
When we get off course, when we lose sight of where God has taken us, I'm here to tell you that there are going to be consequences, such as with David. David was a man after God's own heart. God had blessed David with abundance of wealth. He had made him victorious, a victorious warrior. David had everything going for him. And the same with the people of God. He's blessed us with a purpose. And we have to stay in our lane until God speaks to us. And sometimes he sends a prophet. Sometimes it may come by a prayer. But God will let us know when we're out of line. And my brothers and sisters, if we're not in line with God, then we're walking according to our own mindset. We're not following God. I'm going to stop right there and open it up the mic for comments. Comments? Any comments?
Yes, sir, Brother Moderator Miles. How you doing on tonight? And God bless you.
God bless
good
you.
Word on tonight. This is something that opened up and brought back to my remembrance. You know, when we just sit back and we don't want to be in our lane, we don't want to, as I like to say, play our position, you know, that can open up a bad entity for everybody. You, the people you're speaking to, and people abroad that you think you don't have direct conversation with. You know, it's good to be obedient. I remember when I was in Germany the second time, when I met Bishop Palmer, who was Elder Palmer at the time, there was an elder named Elder Murdoch. And one of the things he always said was, be obedient. Every mm-hmm. time you heard, every time you said, be in your lane, I just heard him say, be obedient. That's been, you know, maybe 22 years ago. You know, be obedient. Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing from you, you know, be obedient and listen. And I thank you for tonight. Mm-hmm. And you making me going to go back After this session, I'm going to go back and really study this scripture in detail. And I thank you for it on tonight. Thank you for bringing this back to my remembrance. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any other comments? Any other comments? Any other comments?
Well, I think this is a very good session and really something to think about as it relates to our lives and relationships, and especially the most important relationship, and that is with God. Understand, we're his servants, And he's given us gifts and talents to utilize in order to spread his word, to do, you know, to lead his sheep. And we have to follow direction and not take the lead and do as what we please in every aspect of our lives. We want to be obedient. We want to stay in our lane. We want to grow. And only way we're going to grow is with light, and that light is from God.
Yeah, that's true. Man. That's true. Yeah, you're right, preacher. That is, you know, we got to actually, you know, get that light from God. I like the way you put that right there, you know, because that's true. You know, a lot of us want to do our own thing, and we want to be unique. I mean, do something special for God. But if we listen to him, because the Bible says, well, Ecclesiastes 3, nothing new under the sun. I like the way you put that. Thank you for that. Oh, question. May I use that going forward, sir?
Absolutely.
I'll thank you.
Thank
you.
God.
Amen.
God's gift.
Any other comments? Okay. As we move forward, one of the things here, and if we look at, and we want to just kind of dissect this as we get closer toward the end, and we look at 2 in verse 2. And David had no reason to doubt God. Nathan had no reason to doubt God, because he knew that David's request, that God, through David's request, God was going to be with him. He knew that he was going to be with him. So God had to come through to speak to him to let him know that this was not acceptable to God. And it's almost like ministers. Ministers should stir up the gifts and graces that are in others as well as in themselves. Stir up. Stir up. Stir it up. Proclaiming the gospel, stir it up so that God can work through that. God can work through that. And that's what Nathan had to do. He had to stir it up. He had to come and tell David something that he had already considered, said it was okay. It was okay. But he had to come back and he had to stir it up. He had to stir up those gifts of thoughts that he, what he wanted to do.
That's
now,
good.
There was a
That's
temple
good.
That was going to be built, but it just was not. David wasn't the one that was going to build it. It had to be his predecessor, the one that was coming after him. That's who it was meant for. That's what the cedar house was meant for. It was not David's time. David was appointed to a particular position, but it was not his position to build the cedar house. Any comments?
I like the part, this is Miles again, I like the part about to stir something up, and that was taught something that I think that would help those listening, to stir something up on the inside. Have you ever been told when someone says, you have potential, I see the potential in you? Well, when they say that, and this was taught to me, I'm 53 years old, this was taught to me by a young lady, I think she's like maybe 35 years old. And she's above me as far as what I do in my job. And she said to me, when someone tells you that you have to see potential, what they're trying to do is they're trying to stir up on the inside of you what's already there, but you're not living up to it.
Hmm.
So when you say stir up, it's like that's, I took that as potential. From what I was taught that maybe 2 weeks ago from a young lady on my job. So when people say they see potential, they're stirring something up in you to bring out of you that's already there that you're not living up to. Thank you, Brother Moderator. You on point tonight. God bless.
Amen. 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 Sometimes as we are moving forward, what God has is going to do may not be through us. Maybe we're just preparing the way for someone else.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Very true.
When we look at Moses, Moses must bring Israel in the sight of Canaan. But keep listen. God had already given him the vision and what he was going to do, but he must leave it to Joshua to do the rest. Once they got there, Joshua was the one that was to take them into Canaan. It was not Moses. It wasn't meant for Moses. It was meant for his predecessor, which was Joshua. Moses was just preparing the way for his predecessor, which was Joshua. Joshua was the one that God had appointed to take them further. Moses couldn't cross over. It was Joshua that had to take the people of Israel into Canaan. You might be whatever you're doing for the Lord, but whatever you're doing, you may be preparing the way for your son, for your daughter, for someone in the generation that's coming after you. You are just preparing the way for the next generation. And you know, often I hear about the generation of children that's out there. Trust me, they are watching. They're watching us. They are watching us. They still believe in God, but there are doubts. They have doubts. And they're watching us. Maybe we may be preparing the way for them to step in. They're watching how God is using us, and God is going to use them to go the rest of the way, to move on into the promised land. I believe these children are the children of promise. I believe these children, our children, their children, your children, are the children of promise. They're hearing you. They're looking at you, the words that you're putting on the walls. Write it on the walls so when they see it, they can run with it. They're watching. And what we're doing is just preparing the way. Here David was just preparing the way. David wanted to build God's house, but it was not for him. He was not appointed to build the house. It was for his son. What you and I may be doing may not be for us in terms of what we want to do. We're preparing the way for the next generation, but we have to be in relationship with Christ, spending time with him, spending time with Christ, one-on-one, allowing God to speak through us. And then sometimes he may send someone our way because they may just be hard-headed, like me, and it might have to be a word from someone else.
Okay.
A prophetic word from someone else, a prayer from someone else. Sometimes God wants us just to be still. No matter what you're going through, be still. And let God work through you. And those children that are watching can see the circumstances that you may be going through, I may be going through, but when they see how God operates, all we're doing is preparing the way. Preparing the way for the next generation, for our kids and our kids' kids and the generations to come. So we have to remain aligned with God. Sure, we want to do great things, but we cannot do it without the anointing and the appointment of God. That's why God's left the Holy Spirit within each and every one of us. When God is looking, he doesn't see us in the flesh, but he sees the Holy Spirit that's within each and every one of us. This temple that we carry, God is looking at his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you and I, who dwells in you and I. But it requires us to spend silent time with God, away from the busyness, one-on-one relationship. God wants to be our best friend. God wants to do amazing things through each and every one of us. There's a process. God wants to take us higher, but we have to listen to his voice. Listen to that whisper. It's like God saying to us, there's something within us that says, don't do it. Don't go there. Holy Spirit speaking through us. We have to be receptive enough to know that's God speaking. Any comments as we come to a close? Kind of quiet out there with all these numbers.
You gave a good word on tonight, Brother Moderator. I got to tell you, it take a lot to for people to digest on tonight. This is good word, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments? Any other comments? Anyone online? Any numbers? On here, any comments? Well, I like to say that, you know, as I studied this and went through this, I had to pray hard that God would give me a word that would apply to our reading of the text. And the more I read it, the more I began to relate in terms of God working through each and every one of us. I believe that each and every one of you that's on the line, that's listening by internet, who sold out for Christ. But I also believe that Christ wants more. Christ wants more of our time, one-on-one.
Well, you took it deeper now. Sold out, but he wants more. I like that. Like that.
We have become stronger for the body. Each one of us have a purpose. We have a gift. And God wants to use that gift for the body. The arms have to be stronger. If you're walking for the Lord, God wants to use every part of the body. So we're jointly fitted together, working on behalf of the kingdom, sold out. And I believe that once we sell out, that God is going to do miraculous things in this day and time. We're going to close out. We thank you for tuning in. Remember that we love you and God loves you. We'll see you next time.
can begin again.